Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another Read the Word, where we are reading through the Word chronologically.
Good morning, and welcome.
This guy's serious about talking over him. We're glad to have you. And we're in the New Testament now. Isn't that amazing? It took us 9 months to get through the Old Testament.
Wow.
What an experience that was. This has been a life-changing experience for me because this is very interesting to say, but by just reading the Word, I had a bunch of questions answered about God. Let me say it differently. By reading the Word out loud and probably chronologically, because it interrupts what like Dr. Thompson said, don't give me a familiar hearing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a familiar reading. We always read in this order. Moving it around like that, I learned some very valuable things in my Christian life this last year, 9 months, that I've sought God for a while, and just by reading out loud, if it's chronologically, praise the Lord, then all y'all do it, and it'll be a blessing to you, in Jesus' mighty name. Now today, one chapter in Mark, we're going to be done in about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I've added a little extra to it. But the New Testament shows us the completion of the Old Testament. Jesus said, all of the law and the prophets, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, all of the prophets from Isaiah to Malachi, all of them hang on these two commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. So God took all of the Ten Commandments and put them into two. And that's the commandment that we live by, which is the commandments of love. And we love you, and you love us. And it's not a Barney situation. I love you, you love me. It's the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. And thank God for that love. Well, here we go. Let's pray. Our opening prayer, we'll get into this tonight. I'm going to share my screen so everybody can pray it together with us. Right? God our Father, we thank you for Jesus' blood that gives us access to come boldly to your throne of grace and help. We pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit.
In Jesus'
name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers will be changed forever by the word of God, so that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Now, Mark chapter 2. Is that what it is? Mark chapter 2. It's a long set of verses tonight.
That's so much.
Well, get to where I got to go then. All right. We're getting there. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. And again, he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Well, the house is his, the house. This is where Jesus' house was. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. There's a lot of people say,
I'd like to say I went to Jesus'
house. Pastor, oh, Jesus didn't have a house. He was a wandering nomad. Yeah. Isn't that something? The God of heaven would take care of his son that way. It's probably why you believe that we should all be poverty stricken too.
No.
That's not our God.
Earth as it is in heaven.
Immediately, I like Mark, immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even through the door. And he preached the word to them. So I want you to get the picture. All the Pharisees and all them people, they were sitting there and they had all their mules tied up out front, big fancy ones, you know, with fenders and flashy chrome, and they couldn't get in. Verse 3, then they came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. Notice that he is capitalized. It's where Jesus was standing. So get the picture. They're getting that guy up on the roof, and one of them's on the ground. A little bit this way. No. Now down, down, down. Yeah, right there, right there. And these guys are talking back and forth, getting in the right spot on top of the roof to tear Jesus' roof off his house. These men were desperate to get their friend healed.
Yeah.
So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. And think about Jesus. He's teaching along. He can hear him up there.
And there had to have been stuff falling down.
Yeah.
Pieces of stuff.
Dirt. I mean, they had dirt roofs then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus was a carpenter, so he might have had some thatch up there in some form. But look at verse 5. When Jesus saw their faith, not the faith of the man laying there, the ones that brought him, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins be forgiven you. Not the guys that brought him, the guys with the faith. Some of the scribes that were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man speak blasphemies against God? Who can forgive sin but God alone? If you've never been around them, that's how they talk even in 2022.
Yeah.
I've been in some of those meetings. Never will I be in another one of those meetings again.
Same spirit then is the same spirit now.
It's the same demon running the whole.
Yep.
Who do you think you are? I don't. You got some time? I'll tell you exactly who I am. But immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he just said it right out loud. Why are you reasoning in your hearts in such a manner? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins be forgiven you? Or say, arise, take up your bed, and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. That was Jesus' big prayer for him to be healed. He didn't say a prayer. He gave him a command, arise and go to your house. Immediately, he arose, took up his bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never seen anything like this. Then he went out again by the sea, and all the multitude came to him, and he taught them as he passed by. He saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office. And he said to him, follow me. So he arose and followed him. Happened as he was dining at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners also sat together with Jesus and his disciples. For there were many, and they followed him. I feel like I've already read this story. Might just pause for a minute. Yeah? That's the right set of verses. That'll probably happen several times while we're going through the Bible, the New Testament here. We'd be like, did we already read this? And the reality is we probably have. Here we go. Verse 16, when the scribes and the Pharisees saw him eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, they didn't say it to Jesus, they said to his disciples, how is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners? And they probably said it with that snarky voice.
Probably.
When Jesus heard it, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. The disciples of John and the Pharisees were fasting, and they came and said to him, why do the disciples of John and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? And Jesus said to them, can the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. Why? Because the marriage is a whole bunch of feasting for these guys. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, or else the new piece pulls away from the old, and the tear is made even worse. No one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine bursts the wineskins, the wine is spilled, the wineskins are ruined. But new wine must be put into new skin. Jesus is teaching a lot right here in Mark chapter 2. Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. Now it happened that he went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. And as they went, his disciples began to pluck the heads of grain. Remember, they were instructed to leave corners and edges for the gleaners, people to walk by. They can take a little snack. It is the precursor to McDonald's. They just didn't charge it. And the Pharisees said to him, look, why do they do what is not lawful on the Sabbath? But he said to them, have you never read what David did when he was in need and hungry? He and those that was with him, how he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest, ate the showbread, which is not lawful to eat except for the priest, and also gave some to those who were with him. And he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. John chapter 5. Watch what Jesus says. I love John chapter 5. It's where he heals the man, the pool of Bethesda. And let's see. Verse 10, 5:10. The Jews therefore said to him, who was cured? It is the Sabbath. It's not lawful for you to carry your bed. Okay. Want me to just leave it and you pick it up? All right. No, I need my bed at home. I'm carrying it home with me. You know how that goes. All right. He answered them and he said, he who made me well said to me, take up your bed and walk. He doesn't like a mess left behind. 12. They asked him, who's the man who said to you, take up your bed and walk? The one who was healed didn't know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, multitude being in the place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, see, you've been made well. Sin no more, lest a worst thing come upon you. That's what happens when you sin after you've been delivered. Worst things happen. Don't do it. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who made him well. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him because he'd done these things on the Sabbath. Well, we'll just kill you then. How are you representing God Almighty if you're just going to kill a man because he healed a man on the Sabbath? Jesus answered and said to them, I love this answer. My Father has been working until now. And I am working. Therefore, the Jews sought to kill him all the more. I love this story. They're like, you can't do it on the Sabbath. He's like, well, how about Father God? He's been working since time began. What are you going to do with that? I just love Jesus and love how he just deals with things. Now, just in case, you might have a loved one who's trying to hammer you about the Sabbath. I'm going to give you a couple more verses, and then we'll be done. Well, this is going to turn into a 25-minute program. All right. Here we go. It's on the screen. Colossians 1, 13 through 19. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he's made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Somebody should say hallelujah. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Nailed to the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Having disarmed principalities and power, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Well, when did he do that? In hell. So ever since Jesus rose from the dead, he triumphed over the principalities and powers. They have no power over us.
Amen.
16. So let no one judge you in food, in drink, regarding a festival, or a new moon, or a Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come. But the substance is Christ. Sabbath was a shadow, and Jesus was the substance. You know, you don't have a shadow unless there's substance. Somebody sent me a video or something the other day on YouTube, and it was a wave in the ocean. Mm-hmm. This guy was surfing,
uh-huh.
And it was so huge, it was so tall, it had a shadow on it.
Wow.
And he surfed it. Dude. Anyways. 17, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is Christ. Let no one cheat you of your reward. Wow. Pastor, I didn't even know I had a reward. You do now. Taking delight in false humility. See, that's what all this religious stuff turns into. False humility, which is pride, worship of angels, intruding into those things which he had not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, not holding fast to the head. Notice that word head is capitalized. That's Jesus, from whom all the body is nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with increase that is from God. Jesus is the head. We're the body. And we're put together by what comes from who he is, and he gave it to you and to me. Don't let anybody judge you on a new moon or a Sabbath. Judge yourself. Because if you judge yourself, you will not be judged. Right out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 32. All right? So the child, so you're not the judge. 31, 32. Now, so, you might say, is that all we're reading? I looked ahead, and there's quite a few days it's like this, but it's okay.
Really?
Yep. It's okay. Thank you, Lord, for the holy word of God. And Jesus said very simply, is the Sabbath made to you? Was it made by God for you? Or was it made for you to do something for God? And then he said, Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. Glory be to God. Bound by all the old stuff in the law, we're raised to a higher level. The law showed us Christ so we could receive him, and that's grace in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray the prayer of salvation so we're certain that every single one of you are born again tonight before we leave. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life. Every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
According to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
and
life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you
and
are the
you
Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for
put your hands out and just say it. I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your
all of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your
filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and live
language.
A successful life.
And live a successful life.
as a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We're glad to have you with us. That prayer you just prayed in 2 minutes changed your whole eternity. Changed you from just being a normal human to now filled with Almighty God. You were in darkness and sin because that's what happened in Adam, and you're a child of Adam. But you were just reborn. Your spirit, man, just came alive. And you are now in perfect communion with the Father through your spirit, man. Now what we have to do is teach you how to use your spirit, man, and find out who our God and Father is. That's what this program is all about. And that's what this ministry is all about. We're called the Community of Faith, where we study the greatest book about faith, the Bible, led by the author and the finisher of our faith, Jesus. And we walk in faith. Now, you might say, Pastor, I don't even know how to live as a Christian. I can tell something just happened. Well, what just happened is God Almighty just came to live inside of it. He went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from sin to righteousness in that one prayer. It'll take us a discipleship process to begin to teach you the things of God, but it's cool because it's all right here on YouTube, and we'll help you see it and know it. Just study it. It's a very open, fun, enjoyable process of studying the Word of God, and you're just going to want to be a part of it. Everything I do is going to be on this YouTube channel. So like, subscribe, and ring the bell so that you can be a part of everything we do. This is how simple it is. When you wake up in the morning, you wake up, you look up into that ceiling. Before you get out of bed, just say, Father, in Jesus' name, help me walk with you today. And he will. Psalm 23, he leads you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Stop at lunch and thank him for his blessing. Teach your family to thank him for the blessing at supper, at your evening meal, dinner, whatever you call it. When you go to bed at night, begin to say, how did I do today? And you'll begin to hear an answer come from within here. And whatever he says to you, he, God the Father, your loving Heavenly Father, whatever he says, do. If he says, good job, you did good today, then be good, be happy. If he says, wow, you had a bad attitude, then right then's the time to say, in the name of Jesus, forgive me by the blood of Jesus. I receive Jesus' righteousness. And you'll begin to walk with God. And the whole time, he sees you as righteous because you have Jesus' righteousness, which is perfect. It's a wonderful life as a believer. I don't know about being a Christian because mostly that has to do with church and a bunch of rules and regulations. And if you just walk with God the Father, you will always be able to walk with the human because he'll help you stay right. Jesus, mighty name. Well, that's all we got. Share this with your family and your friends. If you're going down here to the comments, there's a link that says the full playlist, which if you give that to somebody, that'll take them all the way back to Genesis, and they can read the word all the way through. And you'll grow so much if you're just doing Read the Word with us. This is a playlist. Read the Word playlist. And when you get there, start in Genesis. And it'll just keep track of where you're at and how many of you've listened to. And you'll listen to the first 30 of them, probably all of them, at the whole thing. And you'll listen to all of it except the end and whatever. You might listen to the whole thing every time. The idea is your life's going to change because of what God says. And we love it. Well, we're here first thing in the morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 p.m., 8 a.m. Central, for hour of prayer, where we pray for the United States of America, the pastors and ministries around the world. We pray for politics and political things that's happening. And then every night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Central, we're live here again for a program called Establishing Your Faith. Right now, we're studying Jesus' righteousness. It's a powerful study. And there's about five of them that we've just done. We'll probably do another five. And it's a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Well, send me an email with any question you got, and we'll answer it in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this, we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. And stay away from the scribes and Pharisees. God bless you.